back right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 and check out all his new web series, including Hollowmania and Special Delivery, and your old favorites, Wrestling Figure Wednesday, so you don't want to miss that. And if you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at Gerwick.net and FightBooth.com as well. And again, thank you for tuning in either through WildTalkRadio.com or RackRadioShow.com. We greatly appreciate it. And well, it's that time of the show. Let's do Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty. So let's see what I have this week. It's always a guessing game. Okay, so I don't have a lot. Good. So, Big E, I've been going about it all wrong. It's not about eliminating. It's not about being eliminated. Me when I show up to Royal Rumble covered in coats of baby oil, Crisco, and baking grease, and it's a guy wrestling a pig. Trying to wrestle a pig. Trying to catch a pig. Pete Dunne, life tip. Accept awards graciously with a huge smile on your face, and it's a picture of him deadpanning, just giving no smile, no nothing on the NXT pre-show. Tremendous, Peter. Tremendous. Rassel Rapp tweeted, when I see Big E, I clearly see someone who could be world champion. The guy is on another level. This is said by Kenny Omega, to which Big E replies, you making this quote up? Don't play with my emotions. Poor Big E. And last but certainly not least, damn you, Vicky!
Who said that?
Big E.
Okay.
And it's not a tweet unless you're going to read the tweets.
Do you want me to read the tweets?
Yeah, read the tweets.
Or we're talking about Schomburger, right?
Yeah.
Guess I'll start there.
You don't have to. No, because then we can explain it.
Well, I'll start with these.
Okay.
And I'll work my way back down. Rob Schomburger. Caddy Wright's stepmother's mother randomly met Bray Wyatt at Walmart and had him sign one of my figures. Here's the text I got about it. My mom just met Bray Wyatt at Walmart and had him sign your action figure. Ha! Tremendous. Totally random. She went to look for your figures and asked this man if he knew anything about wrestling. He reached for his figure and said, this is me. Walmart replied, love it. You'll never know when your fave professional wrestler action figure just may appear in real life. Hashtag surprise when. Is there more to that? I think that's it.
Yeah, so, you know, Rob Schomburg.
Oh, wait, no. And they took a selfie.
And they took a selfie, which is adorable. Because I'm kind of sitting there reading it, like, in my head, it's like pictures or it didn't happen. And then, boom, there's a picture of his stepmother's mother.
There.
There, with Bray Wyatt. Yep. And he's smiling.
Yep.
Like, oh, you know, random Bray Wyatt in the toy aisle of Walmart. I think that's my favorite thing ever. And then she's like, do you know anything about wrestling? And you know what went through his head? Is he like, okay, are you serious? Or are you kidding right now?
Right.
Because he's probably looking right at his action figure.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it made his day when he's like, this is me.
This is
take
it.
Me.
Take me home with you.
Do
you.
Take me home with you.
Can you make me soup?
Right. You adopt me.
All right. So, shall I read now?
Yes, you can read. Go ahead.
Not SportsCenter. Report the Cleveland Browns applied to be in the new XFL and were rejected. Vince McMahon told them to try the YMCA. Hashtag XFL 2020. Kermit the Frog tweets, there's no better feeling than the end of a work week when you can really be yourself and not just that guy who does PowerPoints at meeting. Drew Gulak, Kermit, you are a role model. I am saddened by your statement. To all the guys who do PowerPoint at meetings, you are special. No matter what time of day during the work week, keep reaching for the stars.
I love how Drew is now becoming, like, the patron saint of PowerPoint. It's amazing.
Right?
I love him.
He is tremendous.
I love everything about what he's doing right now. It's so good.
He's a Philly guy, which makes it even better. Matt Hardy, welcome to the great game, third version of Carter. EC3 goes, I know who I am, and after all these years, there's victory in that. Hashtag NX3. Kevin Owens, I wore the socks, shoes, combo dorm match tonight. You guys make a pretty good team. My feet were equally electrified and demonized. Thanks, friends. At the Finn Balor and at The Rock. So it was Finn Balor socks and The Rock's shoes.
Well played.
Mm-hmm. So the person, someone tweeted about teaching Michelle McCool, the Michelle McCool Styles Clash thing to Kevin Owens.
Mm-hmm.
But they deleted their tweet, so I don't know what their tweet was anymore. But he replied, pretty ironic considering that's who AJ stole his finish move from. Good job showing the world you're an idiot with that tweet. By the way, I'm sure AJ Styles is glad you tagged him in it. And he tagged the wrong Twitter in it.
I think the tweet originally was something about the effect that a dual champion had been done, and it was a picture of Laycool.
Right, that's what it was. That's what it was. The Miz, my Royal Rumble guarantee, taking my IC title to where it belongs, the main event of WrestleMania. Brian Gewirtz, narrator, he didn't. Miz, hey, when you go to those studio meetings for $7 with your Rock Under Armour book bag on, you know, those big weeks first, you know, those big weeks first impression of you is, what a mark. Gewirtz, to be fair, they're really good brag. Really good bags. Okay, so at Raw 25, you were right. I did miss writing Angle. See you next time on the West Coast. We can do our favorite thing, loudly talk Mets, Indians, and annoy the hell out of LA people. I love that they interact with each other.
Right.
EC3, I shaved Jeremy Borash's head once, and it looks like I'll have the opportunity to do it again. Congratulations, JB.
Way to go.
Zack Ryder, suit steaming / body shaving / self tanning time. Any questions? Randy Orton. Is heel Ziggler there to get those hard to reach places?
Ew!
Ryder goes, who do you think sprays my back? Tweet of the week.
These boys worry me so much. They really do.
Yep. Yes, they do.
So anyway, now it's time for the Rumble match. Or the Rumble show, but really, as another show said, there were only two matches on this entire show that anybody really cared about. But we're going to talk about all of them. Because we have to.
Well, I already have, so it's up to you to talk about them. So, on the pre-show, we had the face cruiserweights, Kalisto, Grandma, Leek, and Lindsay Dorado beat TJP, Jack Gallagher, and Drew Gulak in front of probably 200 people. The best things about this were following. Fans chanting for the PowerPoint.
Yes. Yes, they were.
And Drew Gulak going, no chanting, when they're chanting for PowerPoint.
Which was fantastic.
And Drew Gulak is screaming at Jack Gallagher, who was standing on the middle ropes trying to do a move, and he's telling him no for the flying moves. And he's like, Jack Gallagher's like, I got this. And missed.
See?
The baby face.
See?
The baby faces won.
No shock to anybody there.
Gallows and Anderson lost to the Revival. 50-50 booking. And the U.S. title open challenge, Bobby Roode defeated Mojo Rawley because we needed to see Mojo Rawley wrestle.
Reasons?
That's the pre-show. Also, Kevin and Sammy are amazing.
They are amazing.
And there was some weird thing with JBL and a Medusa, Alundra Blaze, whatever you want to call her.
There was some awkwardness there. I don't think Alundra Blaze was exactly pleased to have JBL right by her, and there were some shots being fired.
Like, they're really good friends, so they know how to poke at each other. So, yeah, that kind of was a thing. But let's get to the main show, because that's what matters. The WWE Championship, AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. First off, for you, Sammy got new graphics.
He did get new graphics. He got pretty new graphics. That's kind of like the par for the course in terms of this past weekend, where all the new gear, all the new graphics, all that stuff came out because it's Rumble. It's WrestleMania season, so everybody gets their new stuff, which is pretty awesome.
So this was a good match.
It was a great match. I enjoyed the hell out of it.
The constant tags back and forth early was a lot of fun. Kevin Owens was selling the leg from the previous SmackDown. Yeah, they played back up to the Blue Thunder Bomb, where they actually beat AJ Styles on SmackDown. It led to a 2 count here. And then, was Kevin legal? Did Sammy make the tag? Sammy did not make the tag, but the finish ended with a pop-up powerbomb reversed into a roll-up for the win. AJ Styles retained. Backstage, Owens and Zayn were yelling at Shane about being screwed, and they asked if he saw it, and he was like, yep.
Yep.
And it led to, on SmackDown, basically, they're not getting their rematch per se, but instead, they are going to fight one another next week for a shot at AJ Styles.
Yes.
And sort of causing some dissension between the two a little bit. Not breaking up friendship. It's just all about opportunity, says Sammy.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, yeah, it is kind of causing a breakup because Kevin wants the belt, Sammy wants the belt, and by God, they're both going to fight for it.
Exactly. 2 out of 3 falls, SmackDown Tag Team titles, Usos versus Gable and Jordan.
It was there.
The first fall was really good, but because it was like 2 out of 3 falls, like, they're doing all their spots in the first fall, so the second fall was really quick, and the second fall went to both the same team that won the first, the Usos. Nothing really much to add to that, other than this one statement. Benjamin and Gable, no longer a threat to the belts.
Yeah, they're kind of out at this point.
It went so far as, on SmackDown, the Usos were in the ring, rambling on about all the tag teams they beat with, you know, a lockdown graphic with, a jail on the screen every time, which was weird.
I get it. It's the Uso Penitentiary. I mean, that's what they're going for, but still, it's like, I don't know about this.
It was also weird timing because, you know, the one Uso was just arrested like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was a little awkward. You're like, okay.
But.
All right.
But they ran down every tag team that they've beaten, and they could beat anybody, including Sorta Brothers.
Hint, hint, wink, wink. Nod, which, nod.
Which led to who coming out?
My Beardy Sons! They're back! I've been very worried about them. I was about to put them on a milk carton.
But no need. They came back. They beat up people.
They did. And they sort of stared down the Usos while they did it, because they're like, you rang?
Pretty much.
Yeah, which was great. And what I loved that they followed this up with was Luke Harper put out on his Instagram, because he does actually do things on his Instagram as opposed to Twitter. And he put out a side-by-side shot of, I think it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago in Philly.
2 years ago in Philly, where he hurt his leg, his knee, and he had to go out, versus his triumphant return to Philly.
Well done.
Well done, you, Luke.
Men's Royal Rumble time. Yes, it is time for the Men's Royal Rumble this early.
Which means one thing! Women are going on last. Yes!
Alright, I'm going to read names. You tell me when you hear a name you want to talk about. Okay.
Okay.
Rusev.
Rusev Day.
Finn Balor.
Looked very, very good.
Rhino.
Always happy to see Rhino.
Baron Corbin.
He needs to work on his pants.
We need to talk about Baron Corbin.
Because he actually impacted the match.
He impacted the match. So Finn eliminated him after like a minute. And then Corbin was like, I know. And he beat up Finn. He beat up Rusev. And then he beat up number 5, Heath Slater. Corbin had a huge mad. Which then led to people like Elias coming out, who sung a song.
Gotta keep the crowd entertained. They have a habit of throwing things.
Andrade Cien Almas made a surprise.
Who was a huge surprise, and that was great to see him. It's nice that they brought in a couple NXT people. It really, really is.
He attacked Heath Slater on his way to the ring.
And this led to a running gag where everybody who came out after Cien beat up Heath Slater.
Including Bray Wyatt, who was next.
And he did good.
He threw Heath into the barricade.
He did.
Then the good guy, Big E, came out, fed him some pancakes. Ty Dillinger came out, or attempted to come out, and was attacked backstage by Owens and Zayn. Zayn would be the one taking the spot. We then had Sheamus throw Heath Slater into the ring, who then got thrown out right away by Heath Slater.
I know. That's so sad, but Sheamus looked really, really good in his little man panties, and also happy birthday, Sheamus, because it was his 40th birthday.
It was. This is where I need to check something, and I meant to check it before, but I forgot all about it. How long was... They technically said he was in the ring there for 20 seconds, but he was not in the ring for 20 seconds.
He doesn't have the record.
Although WWE recognizes it as 20 seconds, the actual time is disputed. Yeah, it was not 20 seconds. He was in there for less than a second or two. He may not be Santino level, but it was really quick.
Yeah, it was.
Then we had Xavier Woods.
Who went right for Bray Wyatt. Go Woodsy, go.
Apollo Crews. Shinsuke Nakamura.
Hey, hey, hey.
Cesaro. Kofi Kingston. Jinder Mahal. This is what we'll stop here for a minute. Jinder Mahal did not like the New Day.
No, Jinder Mahal did not like the New Day.
He was not a fan of the New Day. He eliminated Big E. He eliminated Xavier Woods. He attempted to eliminate Kofi, but Kofi was saved by the pancake.
Kofi was saved by the pancake several times.
And then he, you know, he walked on his hands back into the ring and, yeah, everything like that. Here's the thing. Pancakes shouldn't save you. It's technically the ground. Technically.
Technically, but not really.
It technically is the ground. Playing very fast and loose with that ground thing with pancakes.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know. Then you need to talk about Seth Rollins and his tights.
His lovely, lovely tights.
Yes, talk about his tights.
Yeah, his tights had issues. They weren't quite good. I'm never quite sure if we ever got confirmation or not that he made them himself. Like, I've heard a rumor he made them himself, but I don't know if that's true. But basically, he had, like, fire tights, is what I'm understanding. And so, they were basically his black pants that he always wears with, like, fire on the legs. Like, everybody was comparing it to the tights that you can make in WWE 2K18. You know, where it's... Yes. Yes, Rock, that is very true. I'm not going to repeat that comment on air. But it's very true. But yeah, it basically looked like Build-A-Wrestler type tights, and it was not a good look for him. It really wasn't. I'm sorry, it just wasn't. But Seth had a good performance in the match. It was good to see him. I was a little disappointed that they put the guys who were in the tag match later in the Rumble. Even though Cesaro had a really good showing, Seth had a good showing, Sheamus was kind of there, and Jason Jordan didn't show up at all.
Yeah. Here's the thing about that. They reordered the show multiple times. Like, the women's match was always in the position it was, but the undercard was switched around time-wise. So, that would explain it.
That would explain it.
So, between the Rollins entrance and then the next one, it was about almost 3 minutes. While Jinder and while Kofi did his thing, it was like almost 3 minute gap. And that was the entrance of Woken Matt Hardy.
Yay.
Who teamed up with Bray for a minute?
Yeah, they teamed up to kind of eliminate some people, get rid of people, you know, all that good, happy stuff.
They got rid of Rusev.
They got rid of Rusev. Very sad. It's no longer Rusev Day.
Except on WWEShop.com.
Except on WWEShop.com.
Greatest thing they've ever done. The Rusev Day calendar. Simply awesome.
I want it.
But yeah, so there was that. And then they eliminated each other. So it must continue.
So it must continue. Yes, it must continue. And in fact, it did continue. We talked about it Monday night where Bray cost Matt Hardy his match and, well, then proceeded to laugh at Matt Hardy.
John Cena was next.
John Cena was next.
Then out came number 21, your pick, in the entry contest. Stand back. There's a hurricane coming through.
I got screwed in terms of winning. But I will accept the surprise pick because it was one of the very few surprises we had in the Men's Rumble. So I will accept it wholeheartedly.
Superhero versus superhero was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Aiden English. Then we had Adam Cole, baby. Big surprise.
Very big surprise.
Randall Orton, Titus O'Neil, The Miz, and then Rey Mysterio. I think the biggest shock of them all.
That was a huge surprise. Nobody was really expecting him. Rumors were flying around that he was going to Impact. Apparently not. And so he was at least in the Rumble. There is no confirmation on if he's back full time or not. But he was at least in the Rumble. He looked really good. He's lost weight.
And, you know, he's the biggest thing on the internet because, you know, 6 million views on YouTube. Oh, my God, they need to resign him for 6 million views on YouTube. Oh, my God.
Kind of like Patrick Clark is 22.
Exactly.
So, yeah, he looked really good. He's got better gear. He had a great performance. You know, he got to come out at number 30.
27.
Or, I'm sorry, 27, so he got the lucky spot.
Then we had Roman Reigns.
Who received a resounding ovation from the Philly crowd. He's as over as ever with them.
He got him. He eliminated his Shield buddy, Seth Rollins.
And Seth appreciated it.
Not really, but he realized what had happened.
He understood it.
He figured what had happened was Goldust was 29, which was my spot. I was like, oh my God, Goldust. And then Dolph Ziggler taking up a spot because no one cared. But it boiled down. Go ahead.
He's back.
Maybe. So boiled down to 6 people. Finn Balor, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Roman Reigns versus John Cena, Randy Orton, and Rey Mysterio. Old versus new. Then got down to 4 men. Finn, Shin, Roman, and Cena. We had a bunch of you both suck chants anytime Roman and Cena stared at each other. The back and forth between all 4 men went on for a while. It was fantastic. It made this match really, really fun. We had a bunch of, you know, teases and a bunch of fun stuff go on. It boiled down to Roman and Shinsuke, and in the end, Shinsuke Nakamura is going to WrestleMania.
Which I think a lot of people were really surprised by, because it's like Roman's in the match, and all of us were like, oh, it's Roman, he's in the match, we all know where this is going, and it's like, it's gonna be Shin, or it's gonna be Roman, he's gonna be Shinsuke, and that's gonna be it.
Was not to be.
Was not to be. As Roman Reigns gets eliminated by Shinsuke Nakamura.
And then Shinsuke says he picks AJ Styles.
And the internet wets itself. Because it's going to be Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles at WrestleMania.
At WrestleMania. So, I'm going to read this line I have here, and I'll let you talk about it. KFC Flair, go.
Oh my god! Okay, so, before the Rumble started, they did a little contest where they were trying to find the new mascot for KFC within WWE, the new colonel.
Not Reba.
Not Reba. So,
thankfully.
So they're going through and everybody's coming out, everybody's wrestling each other, and the last person to enter is Papa Flair himself in his white robe, wooing all the way, and it was fantastic.
Side note, Ric Flair was supposed to do this back at SummerSlam.
But reasons.
So Shawn took his place then. That would explain why Shawn was the KFC guy back then. Okay. At this point, we both needed a break.
Yes, everybody needed a break. Before we jump into the next part, I just want to say the Men's Royal Rumble was really good. Highly enjoyed it. Loved the surprises. Loved how they paced it. Loved everything about it, except for the fact that Bray Wyatt did not win. But that's okay. I will accept that. And that the other bearded kids, the Bludgeon Brothers, were not in it as well. Like I said, you know, I wish they hadn't put the people that were in the title matches in the Rumble just to give room for other people that didn't get on the show. But that's my only complaint. And that's not even really a complaint. That's a preference. I mean, this match was really, really good. It was really well done.
One of the better Rumbles in a long time. It had a great feel to it. Especially
it did.
Especially the end. Actually, all the way throughout, it told a good story. So we needed a break, and the Raw Tag Team title match happened, where Jason Jordan and Seth Rollins lost to The Bar. Jordan was hurt. He played hurt, but he's actually really hurt. Rollins took a beating. Cesaro and Sheamus won.
It looks like Sheamus may have, like, tweaked his neck.
On Monday, yeah.
So that's never good.
It's never good, but yeah, match was very lackluster.
I don't think it was meant to be anything really huge.
No, with all the injuries and stuff, no, it wasn't. Then we had a disaster of a Universal title match. Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, and Kane first. Kane's gear, go.
Oh, Kane. Oh, Kane, honey. He tried. I mean, he did. He tried. I can't complain about that. But he basically got old man gear. And he's not an old man. And I take exception to this, that he got the old man gear. It was basically just black singlet, black tights, with half-hearted flames. But it was like a really cool design because it had like a mask in the flames. So there was some design to it. But it was just like a single thing. It wasn't layered. There wasn't really anything to it. It was just like red on black and that was it. So I think he got it done. I want to hope he got it made like last minute and that's all they could do. But it was just really kind of basic Kane gear. I mean, it's normally he has really cool gear and this was just sort of meh.
Yep.
And it did not do nice things for his figure.
Nope. So things that happened in this matchup was Braun really hit Brock with a hard knee. Brock responded by punching Braun in the face.
No, he punched Braun in the skull.
Okay, in the skull. And told him not to do that again.
I mean, that was like, damn!
That's what they call a receipt.
Yes, that was a receipt. We got to see that up close and personal.
And Braun powerbombed Brock through a table. Braun then put himself through a table because Kane forgot to push him. Kind of screw up there. It's weird. It all breaks down. We have announced tables in five. The F5 threw a table on Braun. Braun then gets the other announced table put onto him by Brock. So he's now buried underneath the table. Kane gets F5 through another announced table on a delayed break. Braun then monsters up. They fight in the ring. Two power slams. Kane comes in with a chair. Brock hits the F5 on the chair to Kane after Kane got pushed into Braun, knocking him back out of the ring. Brock Lesnar retained. I couldn't wait for this match to end because it was not a good train wreck. It was a disaster. It just didn't work.
Yeah, this was a little sloppy and not in the fun way. This was just very much, it felt a little rushed because I think it was a little rushed. And they didn't have good chemistry together.
No, Kane and Braun have not had good chemistry in matches. Brock and Braun have not had good chemistry together and just made for an un-chemistry match.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a good pairing all the way around, so hopefully this is it for this trio. I don't know, but yeah, this should be it, because this match, they tried. They tried really hard, and I think it's something that Braun really wants to fight Brock, but he can't.
Right.
So, and I think Braun just either got too excited, or he just, like I said, he just really wants to fight Brock, and so he and Brock took a couple shots at each other. And meanwhile, Kane's just trying to run interference.
Pretty much.
But I mean, it was fine for what it was, it just was not a good showing for all three men, and they can do way better.
We then now move to the main event, the Women's Royal Rumble.
Okay, I have to compliment WWE on this. Good job. You put the history-making match in the main event. Very well done. Very well played. It added some much-needed importance to the match. It made it feel very special. They made a big deal about it because, it is the very first Women's Royal Rumble ever. You had a special ring announcer, Maria Menounos, who got booed. Poor thing. You had Stephanie McMahon on commentary.
Stephanie McMahon and her facts.
And her fact sheet.
She had facts on everybody.
Her personal assistant hooked her up.
Right. And then we had the match.
And you had Charlotte and Alexa at ringside the entire time.
Yes. All right. We're going to run down these people. Number one was Sasha Banks. Becky Lynch at number two. Sarah Logan number three.
Wait.
What?
Pause. I find it interesting that Sasha and Becky were one and two.
Why?
I don't know. It's like, you would figure that's par for the course because it is Sasha and Becky. And it's like, okay, we're going to put the three of the four horsewomen out there together and have Sasha and Becky start it.
I thought it was going to be Bayley and Naomi, but that was me.
Yeah, because they have the longer entrances. But yeah, I mean, it's like Sasha and Becky will take that all day long, twice on Sundays.
Sasha Banks, Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Oh my God, her Wonder Woman gear. God bless her husband. That man is an artist.
All right, so I left the what? Sarah Logan?
Sarah Logan. What was up with the pants?
Mandy Rose.
Who got new gear and she looks good.
Summer Rae-like gear.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, Lita.
That was a huge surprise.
Explains why she wasn't a Raw.
Explains why she wasn't a Raw. And Lita kind of set the pace for the surprises.
She came to play. She hit all of her moves. She at one point hit a moonsault that almost was a little scary.
She pulled it. She tightened it back up.
She did.
And you know they kind of lost it in the back because she was wearing a Me Too shirt. Or Time's Up, not Me Too, my Time's Up shirt.
Yeah, or a belt or something.
Yeah, she had something on the head, Time's Up on it. So it's like, oh Lord, they're probably backstage losing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it's like Lita looked fantastic. She's moving well. You could tell that she had trained for this.
Yeah.
And when she came out, everybody in the ring stopped. And several women in that ring got very excited.
Yeah.
Because it's, boom, there's Lita. Which, you know, they all knew who was there, but still, it's like, there she is. She's actually going to wrestle. She's going to go through with this, and I'm going to get to work Lita at the first ever Women's Royal Rumble. Holy crap. That's a really cool thing.
That's a fantastic thing. But it was only the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Lita was the start of the surprises.
Kerry Sane.
Who replaced Alicia Fox.
No.
It's good to see Kerry.
She did not replace Alicia Fox. She was in it the whole time.
Oh, she was?
Mm-hmm.
Then I was lied to.
Yeah. I believe so. Because she was with the training stuff, so I think. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Then we had Tamina in all white. Not her best color.
Yeah, Tamina's outfit. Oh, God bless her. She tried. It was not a good look. It was not a good thing for her at all, but she tried to be badass. She kind of succeeded, and then she got eliminated really, really quickly.
Dana Brooke?
Dana, honey, you're going to be doing a flip in that kind of top. You need to support the girls. Like, you need to lock those suckers in. You almost had a wardrobe malfunction.
She eliminated Kerry Sane.
Which is what the hell. I mean, no offense to Dana Brooke.
But what the hell. Tori Wilson, number nine.
She looked fantastic. Oh my God, she looks so good.
What happens when you're a fitness expert?
I mean, jeez. It's like, wow, Tori. Wow. Way to go, honey.
Sonya Deville.
She looked good.
Don't let Sonya and Tori work together.
Yeah, that was a bit messy. That was a wee bit messy.
Liv Morgan.
She looked good as well. At this point, a theme had, like a color theme had started to emerge for the Rumble, which was white, black, red, and then some kind of print.
White, black, and red. I've never heard that combination before.
Yeah, I know. It's just like nobody ever does that combo.
Molly Holly.
That was a huge surprise.
She kayfabed the world.
Oh my god, she kayfabed the world. But we were so happy to see her, and she came out and she did a Molly around right off the bat.
Because that's what you do when you're a boss.
When you're a boss, you just come out there, you show up, you beat people up. She was in fantastic shape. Again, she's been working recently, you can tell, because there was, like, no rust on her, no nothing. She looked fantastic. It's like, please come back to us, Molly Holly. We miss you.
Lana.
She had a pretty dress.
And then coming to the ring like she's the Undertaker, Michelle McCool comes in and just dominates people, eliminating Lana, Molly Holly, Liv Morgan, Sonya Deville. She's the Undertaker. Sort of.
Sort of.
But she looked good. She looked good in the ring.
She looked good in the ring. It was good to see her. She's in really nice shape. She was moving well. She's working well. Wasn't a fan of her hair, but overall, she looked good. And I wasn't really a fan of her gear because it didn't quite fit her right.
Just gonna move on. Ruby Riott was next.
I love Ruby Riott. I love the fact that they've lengthened her hair, but I don't think she likes the long hair.
Then excuse me, it's Vicky Guerrero.
What the hell? That was not necessary, WWE. We did not deserve that. I'm always happy to see Vicky, but goddamn, if you put a microphone in her hand and let her scream for 5 minutes, I'm just, no. No, that's like war flashbacks right there.
You had the four women eliminate her. Very gently.
Gotta be careful with Vicky.
Who was very upset and took Carmella's briefcase, who was number 17, and smacked her right upside the head.
Which is not nice. What did Carmella do to deserve that?
Right.
Although I was kind of waiting for someone to run down and grab that briefcase and run off with it.
Right.
Because honestly, somebody should have done that.
Natalya was next.
And Natty stepped on Carmella.
Yep, as you do.
Like you do. She became the Heat Slater of this match. And Natty came in.
Then you had Kelly Kelly.
Kelly, you're adorable. I love you.
Former guest of the show.
Former guests of the there were several former guests of the show on that show, on the Rumble tonight. But honey, that was a bikini top. That was literally a bikini top. I know you're not working with a lot up there, but come on. Really? Really?
Well, she always, that's how she used to wrestle.
You can't bejewel a sports bra.
Jewel a sports bra, okay. And don't. She tried her head scissors. It took a minute, but they got the tilt-a-whirl into the head scissors done.
Yeah, Kelly, I think, had practiced a little bit, but overall, she really hadn't trained for it, so she was very, very rusty. She just kind of had a rough go of it. But yeah. She tried. Yeah. She looked cute.
She did. You had Naomi next.
God, Naomi looked so good.
Then you had Jacqueline, who was your pick in the match.
I got my favorite lady. Ha ha!
She came in, she hit somebody, and then she got taken out.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
Like, Jacqueline wasn't playing.
No.
She just came out and beat people up. It's like, go Jacqueline. Go Jacqueline.
You know who wasn't playing?
Who?
Nia Jax.
Yeah. Yeah, Nia Jax came out and started, you know, throwing people around.
She tossed out Kelly. She tossed out Jacqueline. She tossed out Ruby Riott. She just started tossing people out. And then, when she had Ruby Riott, she pressed her up, she dropped her on the top rope, and then eliminated her. And then she tossed Naomi out of the ring. All the girls somehow were on the outside of the ring, caught her, and then placed Naomi on the barricade. And then trying to figure out how to get back into the ring, she walks the barricade, and then she takes Maria Menounos' chair and then hand walks over to the ring and back into the ring, and then was tossed out 30 seconds later.
Yeah. Something a little frustrating about that whole part was Maria Menounos tried to take a selfie with her as she's trying to, like, get her chair.
Yeah. Well, you know. It's what celebrities do.
I know it's what celebrities do, but it's like, Maria, move. She needs your chair. She's not there to take a selfie with you.
Then we had Ember Moon.
Who was a surprise, but it's like with Cian showing up, she was, I think, a little expected.
A little bit.
And she comes out clutching her injured arm from TakeOver the night before. We should also mention Adam Cole was heavily bandaged on his ribs because he should be.
He should be, yeah.
But yeah, Ember Moon comes out clutching her arm, and she proceeds to go in there and fight like a boss. Selling the arm the whole way.
And then we had Beth Phoenix.
which we all just lost it.
That was
for the first time. For the second time.
Second, third, whatever, third time.
We lost it several times in this match, just because every time a legend came out, it's like, oh my god, there she is.
Yeah, me and her, Lindsay sat here going, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, most of the match.
Yeah.
So you had the Beth Nia battle, and then Natty comes in to help Beth, and they knock Nia out of the ring, and then they hug, and they're all celebrating.
Divas of Doom!
Slap.
Yep.
Natty slaps Beth and chucks Beth over the top rope.
All's fair in love and war, but Natty's sleeping on the couch tonight.
And then Asuka's in the ring as she comes to... I should say, Ember's in the ring, and then Asuka comes to the ring. So we get Ember versus Asuka.
Speaking of awkward roommates.
Right? We get them one more time. They battled, which was fantastic. Then we had Mickie James go off about her clothing.
Mickie, honey, I know you tried, and I appreciate it. But what was that? What? What honestly was that? I mean, the top and the high-waisted shorts was a look. It was okay. Wasn't most flattering for her. But then she had the bell-bottoms as, like, calf decorations. It was weird. She had on bell-bottom pants without the pants. It was just very, very odd, and it was a really not good shade of orange on her.
Was it orange or was it red?
I couldn't tell.
May have been a red-orange.
Might have been a really red-orange. But yeah, it wasn't the nicest colors she's ever worn, the nicest outfit she's ever worn. She's doing something with her hair, though, which was awesome. And yeah, Mickey looked good, because it's Mickey.
Did you know you can look, but you can't touch?
Which one?
Nikki Bella.
She's back!
John Cena sucks! John Cena sucks!
God bless, Philly. God bless.
Apparently there was an Undertaker chant directed at Michelle McCool at some point, too.
Wouldn't be surprised. Well, I mean, realistically, if you're going to be public about it and you're going to put it out there, you should expect it.
We then.
Honestly.
Yeah. So Nikki looked good, and then we had Brie Mode.
Which was a surprise because she's less than a year out from having Birdie, but she's back, at least doing the Rumble. So Brie looked good. She hasn't quite gotten back into shape, but that's completely fine because I like Thick Brie. I'm okay with Thick Brie.
Yeah.
To me, she looked healthy.
Yes.
To me, she looked fine.
I would agree with that. We then had number 29, Bayley, who I think got robbed in this match, didn't get to do a whole lot.
They're really, really cutting her legs off.
Yeah, they are.
And I don't understand why.
I don't know.
Who did she piss off?
I don't know.
And how do we correct this situation? Because honestly, Bayley is fantastic. Why would you just cut her legs out from under her continually and push her down?
Who knows? Then number 30, Trish Stratus.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy on a pogo stick. Trish looks so good.
Oh, yes, she did. So, highlights of Trish. She did double Stratisfaction to the Bellas. She did her handstand in the corner, which was awesome. We had Trish versus Mickey. We had Trish versus Mickey. Yep.
That was a moment that will live in infamy, because we didn't get Trish and Lita reuniting, but by God, we got Trish and Mickey, and that was better.
They both went at it, they both looked at each other, and went, okay.
Like, but that wasn't the best part.
No, we're going to get to that part.
Okay.
First, the women ganged up on Nia and got rid of her.
Yes.
Then we got Trish Stratus and Sasha Banks. As I wrote here in my notes, Trish doing the Sasha booty shake, worth it.
1,000% worth it. It was worth the $9.99 right there.
Yep.
Yeah. Sasha gets up in Trish's face. Trish gets back up in Sasha's face. They're trading insults. And then Trish is just like, oh, hey, look, I can do your little hip hop too. And she does the move complete with hand gestures. Sasha was hugely offended by this.
But inside, she went, oh my God, she just did my stuff.
She just did my stuff. And then, well, Sasha beat down on Trish a little bit, and then Asuka got involved in the little tryst, and, well, Asuka mocked Sasha too.
Yeah.
Which was great. And they fought.
Yeah, it ended up coming down to Asuka, Sasha, and the Bellas. Nikki knocked Brie out of the ring after Sasha was eliminated. So it came down to Nikki and Asuka. They battled on the side of the ring to be safe on Nikki so she won't fall on her face and her neck. And Asuka would eventually kick her leg out from underneath her. Nikki gets eliminated. Asuka is your winner.
She was the expected winner, but honestly, this match was so good. It was so perfect. I don't really have any complaints about it. I have her complaints, which is that a lot of people wanted more NXT girls than what we got. Because we only got Ember Moon, and the rest were callbacks. But somebody made a really good point that a lot of the girls that came back were from the Diva era. And they were the ones that never got this opportunity, that were basically jokes.
Okay.
And weren't allowed to wrestle.
I see that, and that's fantastic. Here's another point we need to make. They say there weren't a lot of NXT girls in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can name five of them. Ready for them?
Mm-hmm.
Sonya Deville, Liv Morgan, Ruby Riott, Mandy Rose, and Sarah Logan. They've been up on the roster 6 weeks?
But they're main roster now.
Okay, they're technically main roster. 2 months ago, they weren't.
Yeah, 2 months ago, they weren't. I think people wanted, like, the iconic duo.
I would have loved to see them. But they
That would have been fun.
That would have been fun. But that's okay. They can't complain. You got Nikki and Brie. That was cool to see. You got to see Michelle McCool, Molly Holly, Vicky Guerrero, Jacqueline. You got to see Lita, which was fantastic. And Trish, which was amazing.
Yeah. Essentially what you had happen in this match was, like I said, you know, you had women who never got this opportunity, have been long retired with the exception of Nikki and Brie, who came back for one more match because it's the Women's Royal Rumble. It's the first one. It meant that much to them that they had to be in this match. And they were. I mean, good God, they got Molly Holly out of retirement, y'all.
You had
Molly freaking Holly.
You had Attitude Era, you had the Diva Era, and you had the Current Era, and you had the Future. You had everything you can want in this match. It was tremendous. They put it together so well. Whoever wrote these two Rumbles this week, props to you.
Hats are off to this Rumble. I mean, they did a wonderful job with both of them. The endings were fantastic. The booking was fantastic. They were well-paced. They were well done. You had wonderful pairings. I mean, like I said, I don't have really any complaints about these matches. They were really, really good. They lived up to what the Rumble hype is.
Okay, I totally agree. I want to make one point about the AJ Styles match before we get to what happened after this, okay?
Okay.
So, it's not about the AJ Styles match, but I want everyone to think about this, where AJ Styles is coming. 2 years ago, he debuted at the Royal Rumble, in the Royal Rumble match, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he lost the WWE Championship to John Cena at the Royal Rumble. This year, he retained the WWE Championship. I think AJ Styles is doing pretty good for himself.
AJ can't complain.
I wanted to mention on Sunday, but I forgot that one, so I mentioned it here. So we got that out. Now, Asuka wins. Charlotte and Alexa get in the ring. They get Asuka's in between. She's looking around both women. They all stare at each other. Who is Asuka gonna choose? Then music starts to play.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Reputation. The crowd goes, what's going on? And you just hear this roar of when the graphics come on the screen of Ronda Rousey. And then she walks out onto the stage. Place goes nuts.
She's glowing.
She is glowing with so much joy. And she comes to the ring. She looks at all three women. She does a point to the sign.
Again, she's like going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like, you can see it on her face.
Yeah.
She's freaking out. Like, she's just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, this is happening. Holy crap. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Points! Yes!
She goes to shake Asuka's hand. Asuka slaps it back. And then she points again. She goes out, shakes Steph's hand. And this is where I talk about Michael Cole. Ronda walks off as the show goes off the air. But as she's walking off, he's going, there's something breaking on social media. Want to know what's going on with Ronda Rousey? It's breaking on social media right now.
We're watching it, Cole.
But it's breaking, like, the announcement that she's a full-time employee with the company is breaking on social media. But he's out there going, it's just breaking on social media. I can't say it, but it's breaking on social media. Clearly it broke. I saw it right as it happened, but he's screaming, something's breaking on social media about Ronda Rousey and WWE. Go to social media.
He tried. He didn't succeed.
So a note about what Ronda was wearing. Tell the people.
So Ronda came out in a t-shirt that they had designed for her. Convenient. Just your standard set of pants, shoes, and Roddy Piper's jacket. that his son brought to the show and let her borrow to come out in the show, because she came out and she's wearing this big heavy leather jacket and it doesn't fit her. It's really baggy on her. And it's like, well, that's weird. That's weird looking. And then the more you look at it as she's walking down and she's walking in it, the more you're seeing it and you're like, that's Piper's jacket.
That's Piper's.
So that was a really cool thing for her that she got to wear Roddy Piper's jacket in her debut. And just to make it clear, she is full time. She has said this is her priority. To everybody who's complaining that she was not on Raw and SmackDown this week, she was not booked for Raw and SmackDown this week.
She's filming a movie.
She's filming a movie that was agreed before she was with WWE. She does have to fill that commitment, but they took their opportunity at the Rumble. When she's done, she will be back. Because honestly, she doesn't really need to come back until Fastlane.
Or it's like your Chamber or whatever.
Chamber or whichever one it is that they have. I think it's Chamber, right?
Raw's Chamber, Fastlane is SmackDown.
But she hasn't said who she's wrestling yet.
Right, so she'll be back.
It could be either.
She'll be back probably end of February.
Yeah. So everybody who's complaining about her not being on TV, she has prior commitments that she does have to fulfill before she ever signed her contract. So
right, she yeah,
deal.
She's been working with them, been training secretly for months. She's been sending Hunter videos of her training for months. She's been at the Performance Center multiple times, so everyone knows she is training. So I want to mention this about her because I watched her interview with Ramona Shelburne on ESPN's YouTube channel and stuff. This is something she really wants to do. You can see she's very passionate about it. She's very genuine about it. And what is going to make this a lot of fun is that she is such a huge superstar. It's going to elevate every single person in that locker room she works with. You want to know why the women main event it? It was because of Ronda Rousey. Flat out. It's because of Ronda.
They wanted to close with her.
And it's not even that. She's a big part, even though she hasn't been about with this company, she's a big reason why the girls get more time. You could talk about the Divas Revolution hashtag or whatever. Ronda being so good at what she does in the mainstream made WWE recognize they have the same potential with their women. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She also opened up the doors for them because having women main event something on pay-per-view was never done. It opened the door for Charlotte and Sasha and the like to do it because someone else did it and was successful with it. Ronda Rousey is going to be huge for this company.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that she's going to raise a lot of the stakes, essentially, and what that's going to mean is more time, more money, more everything as far as she's concerned. And, you know, like we said, this is a full-time commitment for her, you know, aside from previous commitments that before she ever signed her contract. But this is, she's serious about this.
Here's the best way to put full-time commitment. WWE, in the checklist, WWE is first. Will she do other things while with WWE? Yes.
Yes.
But when WWE needs her, she's there because they're the one paying her bills. She is they're number one on her priority list going forward.
Yep.
Simple as that.
I mean, I would say give her a chance. Let's see what she can do. And what's been really interesting is Monday, Nikki Bella, Dana Brooke.
Naya. Little bit of Sasha on Tuesday.
Sasha got sassy, but Sasha didn't take a shot.
She isn't saying anything.
Yeah, she basically said, I have nothing nice to say about it, so I'm not going to say anything at all. Nikki was taking shots for a straight hour on Twitter about the fact that they weren't talking about the Women's Royal Rumble. They were talking about Ronda Rousey. And then she kind of came back and sort of retracted some of it. And she's like, I was talking about the match, guys, or the booking of the match. I wasn't talking about, you know...
Ronda. We knew what you meant. A little jealous.
We know what you meant, Nikki. We know what you meant.
The spotlight wasn't there. That's beside the point. This is a statement that we need to make, and we'll discuss it at a future date. The star, the biggest star of World Wrestling Entertainment, is no longer male.
Woohoo! Sorry.
We'll have to get into that another time.
That'll be a discussion topic later on. Maybe next week, because I don't think we have a pay-per-view next week.
We do not have a pay-per-view next week, so maybe we'll talk about that.
We can talk about that next week.
We'll see. But that's a thing.
That's a thing. That happened on the Royal Rumble. But I mean, overall, this was a good show. This was a very fun show. It was very enjoyable. Light, again, the Rumble matches were the strongest matches on the card. They should be the strongest matches on the card, and WWE did not disappoint with it. So, well done them.
We went 5-4. The 8-Ball went 4-5. The video game went 4-4.
All right, we did pretty good.
And we could have did better, but we picked with our heart rather than with our brain on a couple.
Well, you have to.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. You gotta do that sometime. But that's it. It's our show.
That's it. You got plugs to do, so plug away.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio. We are doing the Greater Than Great debate on NFL quarterbacks. Who is the greatest quarterback of all time? We'll determine it on Saturday night. Sunday night, there is no Wrestle Talk Radio because the Eagles are in the Super Bowl. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Now, if they win, you have to come on WTR next week, or this show, or the Raw Post show, whichever is first. I think it's the Raw Post show.
Uh-huh.
And you have to sing Fly, Eagles, Fly.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No. No. Not even a chance. Nice try, though. You tried.
I tried.
You tried. However, on Sunday, you'll be able to hear the Rack Extra Total Divas, because reasons.
Yeah, sorry y'all, it's just delayed because, well, we had to film this. So, you know, it's, or record this, I shouldn't say film. Record this, so, you know, sorry, something had to move.
It's called We Watch Wrestling on Tuesday Night.
We watch wrestling on Tuesday night, and by the time wrestling was over, it was far too late to record this, and I have to go to work in the morning. So, Total Divas will be available this weekend.
Raw Post Show, Monday night, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday night, twitch.tv/rackradioshow, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, is WTR Sims Presents WTR Championship Professional Wrestling. Archives available at youtube.com/rackradioshow. It's on to WTR Mania 2. We'll be back next Thursday night live. We'll talk the NXT, get live reactions from Lindsay, who was there, and we'll talk SmackDown and all the news you can possibly handle. It is The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Tumblr, Instagram, it's all over the place, rackradioshow.com, at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lins Ward, LANSWRD. Go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out the very fine sponsors, youtube.com/MBG1211, MBG Films. Go there to check out his new web series, Hollowmania, and Special Delivery, as well as your old favorites, Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, Gerwick.net, and FightBooth.com. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack, not so live edition, right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back live next week. Till then, bye!
I'm a legend, legend is born. WildTalkRadio.com.